Well, wouldn't it?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what about the same thing if it's out in the yard that you hit your hose up to?
Mm-hmm.
Would you still call it a faucet?
Call it a... I'll call them the hydrant, you know.
Okay.
And I hit them a hole to just sprinkle the yard, to see. I don't have a hydrant no now, because when they put it in my bath, they took it away. My hydrant was right there at the front.
Mm-hmm.
And now, the faucet is on the back porch, don't you see?
I see. Uh-huh.
But it used to be right out down on the rocks, you know, before I had my bathroom put in. Mm-hmm.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Well, now, I get mine in paper sacks now.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
What do you call a great big bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in?
Clover sack, don't you?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What do you call a musical instrument that's about that long and about that high? Put it up your mouth and blow on it?
Harp.
Okay. Now, what about the kind that you hold it like this and you do it like that?
What is that juice harp? That's a juice harp. I never did use them, but I've seen them in your one.
What do you call something that children play on that goes up and down like this? One?
Seesaw.
Okay. And what about one that goes around and around?
Oh, no, you know I know that thing. It's a seesaw. Wait a minute, it goes around, you get on it. I know what you call it. I never did play with them much, you know, because they didn't have them. They had them, but they didn't have them as much as they do now.
Well, might you call it a flying Jenny or a merry-go-round? Or
seesaw.
Oh, you call it a seesaw if it goes round and round too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen a knife on?
Yeah, I used to sharpen.
Doesn't a grinding one go around, or does it? I'm just talking about a little stone, aren't you?
Used to have.
Why would you call it a grinding stone?
Used to have the grinding stone hit round like a button, you know. And my papa had one, you know, and it was a stone showing up, and he'd sharpen his axe on that and the knives too, you know. And we'd turn it, you know. And it was sharp in the action. Oh, you don't know how to see to me.
Well, now, what about just a little flat one?
A little flat? What? Grinding rock and whip rock, they just about the same thing.
Okay.
Because you sharpen a knife on it,
Okay, well, that's fine. If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
Paddock.
Okay. What do you call low ground in a river valley where somebody might plant some corn or something?
What?
Low ground.
Uh-huh. Well, we used to call them bottom, you know, down in the bottom, you know, because we have bottom comb, you know.
Mm.
Or sometimes cotton, you know, in our farm, you know, it would be down on a low place, you know, and sometimes right on the branch, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you name several kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of? Roads,
That you travel in?
Yeah.
They're made out of dirt. Hold on, knowing some of,
okay.
Some of them is cement, you know.
Okay. And what about a paved road that has a black surface on it? What would you call that?
Paved road. I don't know.
Or would you just call it a paved road?
Mm-hmm.